British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.
This is the intro jingle. This is the K-pop DevOps show with Eric Nam.
Ooh. What's up, everybody? This is Eric Nam. Welcome to the K-pop DevOps show. I hope you guys are doing well. Yeah, welcome back, guys. Hope you guys have had a great week, a great day, a great whatever, wherever you are doing whatever you do. So, before we jump into it, you guys, go ahead, follow us on our socials. We're at DevOps Show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Of course, we have our playlist on YouTube and Spotify. And please, please, please go to our website, devoxshow.com, and join our exclusive, secretive newsletter. Guys, it's very secretive. So, if you guys are joining it, you guys get the first up-to-date kind of stuff on everything that's going on in the show, the giveaways that we're doing, special hints and clues and treats, and ridiculously amazing GIFs. Is it GIFs or GIFs? Is it, like, I want to call it GIFs, but people call it GIFs, and that reminds me of GIF peanut butter, so I don't know how I feel about that. I also wanted to go ahead and point out that we are giving away signed CDs of The Boys. They're signed by all the members of The Boys. If you guys go to our Twitter or our website, you guys can go ahead and enter. There are multiple ways to enter. You guys can collect points and increase your chance of winning these signed beautiful albums. So, you guys, go ahead and do that. But yeah, so let's catch up real quick. I'm finished with tour. I was in Nashville and I was in LA and I wrote some great songs. I don't know if they'll see the light of day, all of them, but we are working on a new album, and that's going to be out hopefully in the next few months. In the meantime, I'm in Korea doing what I usually do. I have a lot of shows, I have a lot of concerts, a lot of appearances. I landed on Saturday, and yo, Saturday was rough. So I'm on this flight. I went from LA to Atlanta to Seoul. So LA to Atlanta takes like 4.5 hours, and then I had a 3-hour layover, and then I took a 14.5-hour flight from Atlanta to Seoul. So by the time I arrived in Atlanta, I was on planes for like 20-something hours. And it was tough because I woke up at like 1 a.m. Korea time, landed at 4 a.m. And I stayed up all day doing work, taking meetings, catching up on stuff I needed to get done. And I went to, of course, one of my favorite artists, Urban Zacapa, their 10-year anniversary concert to guest. So these guys, they absolutely like ambushed me while I was on tour. I was like sleeping and they phone called me. They FaceTimed me and they're like, yo, come to our concert. I was like, when is it? Like the 13th. And I was like, I land the 13th. It's like, okay, so you can make it. And I was like, why? And like, you got to come guest. And I was like, all right, only because I love you guys. So I go, I'm so sleepy and delirious on stage. I sang Good For You and Into You, and I forgot the lyrics. That's how delirious I was. Like, I was trying to be funny and witty, and I forgot my Korean. So I pretty much blacked out on stage because I was so tired. And then I came home, and then I collapsed and woke up a few hours later, and I went to shoot some other stuff for TV. And yeah, but that was my very active few days. Have you guys seen this BuzzFeed First Times video that I did? I did a video with BuzzFeed where they asked me about my first times, and I didn't realize how many people watched that, and now I feel like I've provided the world with like 300 more memes of myself. It's kind of embarrassing, but yeah, I hope you guys like it, because I come off as a freaking fool. All right, well, before I become more of a fool, let's just jump into it. And before I jump into it, real quick, if you guys have any questions, if you guys ever have any advice that you need on life, on love, on food, on whatever, you guys send it to us on our website or on Twitter. We're going to start taking a lot of your fan questions. It doesn't have to be about me. It could just be about life, about whatever. Your concerns, your struggles, your happinesses is. We want to celebrate with you. We want to cry with you. We want to tell your stories as well. So please join us on our website to do that. Now, without further ado, we're going to jump into it. Here's the song of the week.
This is the next artist.
First song of the week, Ailey's Room Shaker. Down. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the queen is back. Ailey is back with Room Shaker. This is her first single, her proper release single in about 2 years. The title track of this new album, which is called Butterfly, is Room Shaker. The album Butterfly has 10 songs, and it also features EXO's Chen on the song Love. I was very, very, I was shook by this album, because it was so different from what Ailey had done in the past and previously. Like, I did not know that this was the direction she was going. Like, she's played me songs that she had been planning on releasing. It was not this song. So I walked into this music video thinking, oh, it was probably that song. I saw it and I heard it, and then I got slapped across the face with this fire that I was not ready for. And I think probably a lot of people might have felt that way. It is a hip-hop, EDM, like, everything-inspired, shake-your-booty, like, power song. I'm so good at describing stuff. Wow. But the music video, it's powerful. It's an empowering video where anywhere she goes, Ailey shakes up the room by just walking in. You just walk in, and the entire room just shakes. Could you imagine what the world would be like if that happened? It's just like, everywhere you walk in, it's just like, boom, boom. But Ailey does that like she breathes air. It's just her life. She has so much power. She's like an X-Men. Anyways, the music video has a lot of choreography, a lot of bright colors. She's in school. Yo, Ailey, it's been a while since we were in school, right? She's in like a cement garage thing. I don't know. All I know is that this looks like you guys paid a lot of money and spent a lot of time and a lot of effort putting it together, and it's incredible. So congratulations, Ailey. I know she's been working on this forever, and it is her first release as like an independent artist. And so you guys, if you guys are listening to this, as an independent artist, it's so hard to really promote and like get stuff done, and she did it. So congratulations. I'm a little sad that I haven't been able to see her like perform these songs on like a big stage or on TV, and you know, hopefully one day that'll all be able to happen. Ailey is, I personally think, one of the most talented female artists in Korea, one of the most talented Korean Americans, one of the most talented singers, vocalists, performers in Korea. Like, she can tear the house down. Any performance she's doing, she makes it her own. So she was a guest at my concert in February, and I half jokingly almost regret it, because she took my fans away from me, because they're like, holy crap, this girl is like a walking, talking, singing, dancing, do whatever you want, powerhouse, diva. But that's why she's amazing. But yeah, congrats Ailey on the comeback. Really hope that you get to release a lot more stuff soon. I believe she's been performing here and there. I know a lot in Korea, but I think she was just in the States as well performing, and maybe she'll be doing some tours soon. I don't know, but all I know is that your fans and aliens, myself included, we're huge fans, and we hope and wish you the best. And we can't wait to have you on the show very soon. You guys, check it out. Ailey's Room Shaker. To transition out of this segment, we're going to leave you with Love, featuring Chen, off of Ailey's new album, Butterfly. This is that love system, all in for you. This is that love. This is the love. All right, next up.
This is the next artist.
Our next artist, our next album for this week is EXO's Baekhyun with UN Village. You and me, yeah, yeah. Mm, yeah. right, Baekhyun, if you guys do not know, is a member of EXO. And this song, UM Village, is a title track from his first solo EP called City Lights. It has six songs. The song itself, UM Village, is a pretty chill R&B sound, which I think is pretty consistent throughout the entire album. It's a lot of, you know, R&B, vibe-y kind of things. And the song is about wanting to spend a romantic night with his boo, with his bae. UM Village is a very wealthy and like an exclusive neighborhood in Seoul. It's in Hanamdong, and it sits right on the river, the Han River. There are a ton of celebrities and athletes and notable people who live in that area. And like just off of my top of my head, I know like probably 10 people who live in that area. The music video itself, it's very prettily done. There's black and white, there's color. And it's Baekhyun roaming the streets and interesting places. I think, I guess, presumably of Hanamdong, UM Village.
You look tired. I take it the caffeine toothpaste and adrenaline face serum aren't working? Well, maybe you should ask Santa for a Nectar mattress this year. Ho, ho, ho. And if the big guy brings you another unicorn finger puppet, don't worry, because mattresses start at just $499, and you get $399 in accessories thrown in, as well as a 365-night home trial and a forever warranty. Go to NectarSleep.com today.
I was actually kind of surprised. This is not the sound that I was expecting from Baekhyun. I thought he'd be doing more pop, pure pop or like a ballad kind of thing, but he ended up doing like a R&B vibey thing. So I was kind of taken by surprise. But having said that, you know, he pulls it off well. For me, like, I've always been such a fan of his voice. Like, I always love listening to the stuff that him and like Dio and some people, when they sing in that group, I'm like, wow, they have great vocals. So I was excited about it. And I think it's always interesting because when you have an idol member coming out as a solo member or solo performer, that first album, I think, really should represent and probably does what this artist is all about, right? It's a departure from your typical your group stuff. So whatever you identify with EXO stuff, he probably wanted to say, but this is me as a musician, as a solo artist. This is what I love to do. This is what I love to listen to. This is what I listen to every day. And I guess it's this chill R&B sound. That was really, you know, I'm sure for a lot of people, I guess, who aren't big, deep in XOLs, who don't know that much. Now we know. And the EP, like, and the title track, I got, like, very cool Dean vibes. Like, Dean obviously does music in such a special way. And I got those kinds of vibes from this song and this album as well. So congrats to Baekhyun and on his solo debut. And looking forward to more from this dude in the future. All right, let's move on to the next one.
This is the next artist.
This next one is Haze's We Don't Talk Together featuring Kitty Boy and produced by BTS Suga. Alright, so Haze is back, and Haze came to prominence after she appeared on the second season of Unpretty Rap Star in 2015. Other people who were on that show were Yubin, former member of Wonder Girls, Chiyun from 4MINUTE, and Yeji, former Fiesta member, and Haze. So those were like the semi-finalists, those four. Haze did not win, but she's probably like the most prolific and has found the most success after that show. She's really become a household name, and everybody, I feel like, knows her as like the female, cool, hip R&B singer, songwriter. So this song, We Don't Talk Together, was written and produced by Suga. It's an R&B, a little more upbeat, breakup track that's sad but still makes you want to kind of nod your head. And it's about two ex-lovers who don't want to let go but never say anything, so they just go their separate ways. The music video, if you haven't seen it, I thought it was very well done. She straight up is burying her Lost Love, which is like a skeleton. So there's a skeleton in the entire video. She's walking around with the skeleton. She's on dates. She's dancing with it. She's like kissing it. And then like she's burying it. So I thought it was a very cute, well-made music video. It's different from what I think a lot of people have come to expect from Haze. She's like gotten really, she's really good at those like medium tempo, like ballady kind of songs as well. So she has this way of delivering lyrics that I think a lot of people love to listen to. Her last album was in March called She's Fine. And I don't know, she's just been like a steady player in the industry. She's doing it, she's killing it. I believe she was just on tour, or she might be still on tour in the US. So if you guys are a fan, or if you guys don't know her, check her out. If you guys can catch her, would encourage you guys to go catch her. The guy who also co-wrote it and co-produced on it is Ijong, who used to be a member of History. And Ijong also has written with me before. He's produced Honestly. He did the production on it. And he's just like a super nice dude. And I'm excited to see them doing stuff together. So that is We Don't Talk Together by Haze featuring Cutie Boy and BTS Suga. Definitely check out the song and the music video when you get a chance. I want to give a special shout out next to Melomance with their new song, You and I. In Korean, it's called Insa. Check it out. So Melomance, they're a music duo. They've been active since about 2015. Minseok is the main vocals. Jung Dong-hwan is the pianist, and it's a duo. And the song itself is a very pure, like, I'm in love with you kind of ballad. And Minseok has such incredible vocals. I've known him for quite some time now, and he performs so well. It's kind of crazy. Like, a few years ago, probably 3-4 years ago, we did a joint concert called, like, Eric Romance. And that was a mix of Eric Nam and Melomance, like, together. And that was the title of the concert. I didn't really know who they were. I just, like, wow, they're a great singer. He's a great singer. And then they blew up, like, probably 2 years ago. Their songs took over the charts all last year, the year before. And Minseok's been doing solo stuff. And then Dong-hwan, he's a pianist. So he does a lot of session. He does a lot of performing with other bands as like a band member, and he does a lot of writing. And so they've been doing some separate stuff as solo and then performing it separately. And then they just released this new song. But if you guys like Korean ballads, definitely would check it out. It's Melomance, You and I. Go give it a nice little listen. All right. So that wraps up our songs for the week. It's nice and easy, very quick and simple. I realized that more than me just kind of rambling on about songs, it's probably better for me to introduce them to you and give you guys a chance to go ahead and go listen to them. So, just to wrap it up, we have Ailee's Room Shaker, Baekhyun's UN Village, Haze, We Don't Talk Together, and Melomance, Insa, You and I. And now, we're going to go into our segment of rambles. And, of course, I'm joined today by our ramble specialist, Brian Nam.
Crazy Ramblings with Eric Nam!
How are you?
I'm great.
All right. Let's see. We asked for some people's... they need advice.
Here's the tweet. Anybody been having a tough time recently? Let us know and we'll give you some unqualified advice. Eric, I think we really opened a box of worms with this one. A lot of comments and tweets coming our way. A lot that we're definitely not qualified to answer.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
I'm nervous now. You guys, we're... Okay, we're not professionally trained in any way, so we don't want to have, like too deep of heavy stuff. Like, I want to provide help and advice where I feel like I'm qualified, though I'm not qualified, even just, like, words of encouragement, right? Words of encouragement or advice or whatever, but please understand that, you know, we're seeing your tweets and your messages, and we feel for you guys. And we want to send positive energy out into the world.
Let's start with something, you know, not as deep.
Okay.
So BTS JK557 asks, any advice for a graduating senior from university? Scared of what is to come after I graduate. Crying face.
Well, first of all, congratulations on graduating. it is a big feat to get there. So congratulations on getting to that point. I don't know what you're planning on doing. Like, does he or she mention if they have a job or anything like that?
No, I think it's really just, you know, advice. Graduating senior.
Okay.
Oh, from university, so.
All right, so okay. Here you go. Here it is. I graduated 8 years ago, so I'll say this. Don't be scared. Do not be scared. Think very positively in the sense that the entire world is now ahead of you, right? We've gone through this process of doing what society tells us is right and is proper. And apparently, and especially for a lot of parents and society, you need to go to college and you need to graduate and you need to have certain, you know, things on your resume and a job and whatever to make stuff happen and whatever. But you've already done it now. You're done it. So now it's a matter of what do you really love? What do you want to do? What do you want to spend your time doing and contributing to this world and learning and experiencing and living, right? I think that's the question. Think of it as an opportunity, not as a thing of being afraid. It's an opportunity for you to now kind of live untethered to schoolwork and exams and homework. And I don't know, maybe you'll end up going back to grad school sometime, but really think of it as like the world is your oyster. You can do whatever you want, right? Obviously, you probably have to make a living, but, you know, I have friends who, you know, I caught up with my friends in the States a few weeks ago, and I have a friend who is doing full-time job, but do pottery, they're in a band, they do painting, and just eating good food and living like the best life, right? A lot of my friends, I feel like, have found ability to find work-life balance in terms of this is what I like to do at work, this is what I enjoy, this is what I'm gonna do. And also, don't be discouraged if you hate your job at first, okay? It's all an adjustment thing. And some people love their jobs, some people hate their jobs, but it's life. You just figure it out as you go. But anyways, you have work, and then outside of that time, what do you do to enrich your life, to learn or to give back or do whatever? So really, don't be scared. Congratulations. Enjoy it. Do whatever you want to do, especially in your 20s, right? I would not be here doing a podcast, touring the world, making music if I didn't say, screw it, I'm going to try to be a musician. The only reason that it even happened is because I was 22 and I was like, if I don't try it now, I'll never be able to do it. And so it works out sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't, but that's life. And just do whatever you want. So congratulations to BTSJK557 on graduating. And don't be scared.
One more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Yeah, so Anna Chiang asks, I'm going to start my second year at uni, and it's as if I'm pulled in 100 different directions at the same time.
Uh-huh.
There's so much I want to do, so many opportunities offered, but so little time. Any tips on how to prioritize? I think it's a perfect question for you.
Oh, man.
Eric's advice would be do all 100 things.
No, it would not be, because I tried that and it's miserable. My freshman sophomore year at college, I was the most over-involved, overachieving dude ever. And it was, like I was just mentioning, to tick off all those marks. Don't do it. I'm dead serious. Because I remember I would sleep literally like 3 hours a night, and I was miserable. And I didn't feel like I was enjoying my college experience. I felt like I was trying to tick things off of a list of things I needed to do, but I wasn't actually living and experiencing college. So really do what you're passionate about. Do what's really exciting to you. And also don't be afraid to try something and say like, not for me, or this sucks, I quit, I'm going to move on. Because really, everybody has limited time. Everybody has limited resources. So try something, and if it's not for you, you cut your losses and you move on. Because end of the day, you got to take care of yourself, and you got to take care of what you really want to do and find that. That is what college is for.
Amen, brother.
Thank you. Sorry, that was really long.
No, I totally agree.
Brian, I mean, you're at college. You quit soccer.
Yeah.
After your freshman year.
Yeah.
Right? So Brian was a Division I college soccer athlete at Columbia University, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
you. He just got really shy.
But yes, it was a tough decision to make. It was scary, but I knew that I wanted to try other things, and I wasn't necessarily happy with how much I couldn't do because it was taking up so much time. I think it's a little bit different from what Eric was doing. Eric was doing everything, but I was just doing one thing. So I wanted to branch out more. I guess we're complete opposites.
But your thing, your one thing took up 40 hours a week.
Yeah, that is also true. So as soon as I dropped that, I could do a lot more activities and, you know, try different things out, meet new people. Because I also had no idea what I wanted to do.
Right.
I was a soccer player. That's all I knew. So once I quit, it was like part of my identity went with it. And so, you know, it took a good 1 year, 2 years, but like really trying to find my foothold in something that I can continue to pursue in a way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think it's part of life, you know.
You're getting there.
Getting there.
Yeah. So, two different things that you guys have, two different outlooks on it. But again, really, life's too short. Do what you want to do. Just do it well, right? Do it well. Do it. Be committed to it and really love it. And if you find you don't like it, then time to move on. Well, thank you for you guys for your messages and for being vulnerable with us and for sharing that kind of stuff. We're looking through them. We're going to share a few of them. I don't know if every week, but moving forward, we're going to try to incorporate some of your tweets and your messages. So please send them to us. And it looks like, you know, honestly, people go through a hard time. People have a lot of things on their mind, on their hearts, a lot of burdens. But you guys, keep on keeping on, you know. It's, you know, everything, it gets better with time is what I've found through all the struggles that I've gone through. And find a good ally or a friend or two that you can share things with and really grow with. And
that's why they got the Tebok family, though.
Right. That's why you got the Tebok family. And the other thing is, really, like, I think a lot of the other tweets that I've been seeing was like a lot of pressures from family or parents or that kind of thing. What you're going to quickly find, or what you're going to quickly realize, is that you want to be happy, obviously, and you are good at certain things and you can figure out what you're best at. So really, they're not easy conversations to have with parents. But when you feel the time is right, you can have those conversations. And at the end of the day, your parents are your parents. They love you. They love you no matter what, unconditionally. And I think always they want the best for you. And that's why they always nag and they have expectations and whatever. But my thing with my parents was, if I'm able to show them that I'm responsible, then I can do certain things on my own and do them well, that is one thing that I don't need to argue with them about. So really find what you love, find what you're passionate about, and really dive into it. And but yeah, anyways, thanks for the messages. We'll keep going through them with time. All right, guys. So as we wrap up, we are going to read a few pieces of reviews that you guys also sent in. Thank you for leaving us reviews on iTunes. Here they go. Ready? This is from ASDFGHJK Laka 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 from the UK. I love this podcast. Keeps me entertained on the long bus journey and gets me craving strawberries at the worst time. I'm sorry. Haha. I love the interviews and the random K-pop facts behind the scenes, but I love Eric's rants the most. Also, Brian's jingles are amazing. Thank you for the podcast. Thank you for listening. Brian, thanks for those jingles, man.
Oh, no problem.
They're like a global phenomenon.
I mean,
how do you feel about that?
I knew that was going to happen. I mean, dude, I'm a natural.
You clearly
are. I've been practicing years for this. Actually, when I left soccer, this is what I focused on. I joined the Jingles Club, man. And learned from the best.
I'm proud of you. All right, next up we have from Please Go Away on Apple Podcasts. This podcast is one of the best K-pop podcasts I've heard. I like how Eric gives an explanation about the songs, his own opinion, but the best part is listening to his random ramblings.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for listening to the K-Pop Tebok Show. Of course, please go give us some ratings and reviews and the love on our rating places. Please subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. And check out our socials on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Of course, our Spotify and YouTube playlists are there as well, at Tebak Show. Have an amazing week. We'll be back next week with some great things. Yeah, if you guys haven't, please listen to the Behind the Song episode with Caesar and Louis for Red Velvet Zimzalabim. And I just want to let you know that they also wrote ITZY's next comeback song. That's going to be huge. So, Leezer and Louis, I almost said. Caesar and Louis. And then I also saw my friend Ashley Yoon also wrote on it. So, I don't know. If you guys like it, maybe we could do a Behind That Song of that or like other songs. There's a lot of songs that we could do. So, give us some of your recommendations on that, on what songs you want to hear next. Anyways, have a great week. Have a great whatever.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Outro! Thank you for listening to K-Pop Debug with Eric Nam.
British Airways is proud to welcome you to our home, to the thrills of London and the hills of Scotland, to delicious roasts and stunning coasts. Then explore Paris and Madrid and roam around Europe. Devour the art and savour the food, or just shop and shop until you flop into bed. Take off to Britain and beyond. Book now for 2021 and change later with our flexible booking options. Terms apply. Visit ba.com for details.